Tune in, fabulous listeners. We've got a sizzling announcement for all you drag aficionados and karaoke connoisseurs. Join us every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. for an unforgettable night of glamour and entertainment at Misfits Bar and Lounge, located at 2530 Northeast 82nd Avenue in Portland. Hosted by the mesmerizing Autumn Rains and captivating Coco Gem Holiday, this drag queen karaoke show will have you singing, dancing, and living your best life. Let loose and showcase your vocal prowess alongside these extraordinary queens as they create an atmosphere bursting with energy, laughter, and pure fabulousness. Mark your calendars and gather your squad for a Wednesday night that promises to be nothing short of spectacular. Whether you're a seasoned performer or a first-time diva, Misfits Bar and Lounge is a place to be for an unforgettable evening of entertainment, empowerment, and endless fun. Don't miss out on the fabulous extravaganza. Join us this Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. and let your inner star shine at Misfits Bar and Lounge, Portland's newest queer plus space. Hi everybody, and welcome to another episode of A Gem of a Secret podcast. My name is Coco Gem Holiday. Today, I decided to wear something a little bit more spooky. So I decided to wear a baby doll dress that was like a haunted voodoo doll dress, and I performed tonight at Il Salito, and it was amazing. Had a great and wonderful and beautiful time. And so today's episode is going to be a little bit different than what I've been normally doing. So I have been doing a lot of interviews, and I've been loving that, and I think that that's such a beautiful direction to go in, because you've been hearing about different members of our community, and I think that that's so great, especially if you've been tuning in to, for those of you who live outside of Portland, I think it's a really good time. Now, today's episode is about why should I stay and why should I go? This conversation is we're going to be talking about romantic relationships. I have been caught, I guess, in this endless turmoil in my head about the being there for friends when they are in toxic relationship situations. A lot of people tell me that, you know, you should always be there for your friends no matter what's going on, because, you know, eventually they're going to need you. Eventually they're going to need to get out of the situation. They need your support to do that. And I've always felt that way. But I've also been getting really frustrated at the fact when you tell your friends that you're like, hey, the situation that you're in might not be super positive, and they continue to stay in that situation because they think that's what they need. And I know that sometimes people are like, well, I can't leave the situation, like, because I can't leave my home or my kid, or we have a lot of assets together, or X, Y, and Z. And all of that makes sense to me. I promise you it does. But what I've been getting into is not being able to figure out how to help somebody feel like they are worth something enough to be able to get out of an abusive situation. And I know I'm going to talk about this from my perspective, but it's very, very true. So I know that in a relationship, there are things that we will never see, right? You don't know what's going on behind closed doors. You don't know what's going on in their situation. You don't know how they treat their family, how they treat their kids, how they treat their parents. Like, you don't know any of that stuff. And as we talk about these subjects, it's okay to be like, all right, well, maybe I might be wrong. And that's fine if you are wrong, and somebody should stick to their guns. Because when I first started dating my husband, I know that people were not necessarily too keen on the idea of us being together. But I love this person, and I also thought that they treated me well. So I continued to pursue it, and I ignored the haters because I was like, well, they don't know anything about my relationship. But here's the secret. I remember a friend of mine who was super about me and my current husband being together, talked about me and my ex-husband, and they were like, I don't think that you guys are good together. And I remember fighting him tooth and nail about it. And I remember being like, no, you're wrong. Like, we're super good. Like, sure, we have, like, all couples have their bad moments. All couples fight. All couples have those arguments. All couples do this. All couples do that. I'm going to tell you something right here and right now, and I know this might be a triggering for some of you who are in these situations, but I don't think that a relationship actually has to involve that much negativity. I know that all couples fight, that is a true statement. But the way in which all couples fight is probably different. If you are fearful about the way that you fight with your partner, that should be a red flag. If you don't know, if your disagreements and fights become physical, that's a red flag. If this person makes you feel like you're the worst person in the world when you're arguing, that's a red flag. If this person turns you into a person that you thought you would never become in an argument, that's also a red flag. If this person makes you feel like you are isolated from all your friends and family when you're in an argument, that's also a red flag. If you don't have the ability to communicate with your friends about what's happening in your relationship, that's also a red flag. Like, there's so many red flags when it comes to arguments and disagreements in relationships that people just don't seem to understand. And I really wish that people would get that you do have your support systems. You will have people there to protect you when you want to get out of those situations. But if you keep being in those situations, it's going to be an endless cycle of disappointment, sadness, and upset feelings. As humans, I know that we want love, we want companionship, and we want affection. Shouldn't you wait for the love, compassion, and affection that you actually want and desire? Now, I'm going to tell you another secret. It actually takes a lot of hard work in a relationship to make sure that it's beautiful and it's kind. Because after the cloud nine feeling wears off, you have to put in consistent work to make sure that you are feeling appreciated and this other person is feeling appreciated. You also have to remember that you have to respect each other's boundaries. You have to respect each other's wants, needs, and hopes and dreams and dislikes. You have to protect people's habits and respect people's habits, as long as it's not hurting anybody else. You also have to recognize that not everybody's in the same realm of relationship. If you start dating a non-monogamous person expecting them to be monogamous, probably not going to happen. There's so many different variables that comes along with a relationship. So my advice to people out there is when people show you who they are, believe them. If they show you that they get violent in arguments, believe them. If they show you that they treat their family like trash, believe them. If they say that they would never do those things to you, never do those things to you, but they're doing those things to other people, believe them. Because it'll save you a world of hurt if you move yourself away from a situation that could potentially be harmful for you. Now, I know a lot of you will be like, but, you know, I don't want to leave a person who, you know, deserves love, or a person that I love, or a person that I feel like I love. And the thing is, I always tell people this, like, love is not abusive. If you're in love with a person who hurts you, that's not love. That's a pattern, and that's attachment. That's not love. Love is not inherently harmful. You cannot, love and abuse do not exist in the same sentence in my universe. I know it might for other people, but it doesn't in mine. Even with people who are like, oh no, like he hit me once, we went to great therapy and we've had a great relationship for 50 years. That's beautiful. And that's probably love in some degree, but I just don't believe that true love will never be abusive and true love will never be harmful. True love will never make you feel like you have to be fearful about how you're going to react around somebody. And I say all this, so I know that it sucks to wait to find the kind of love and happiness that people truly want, but it's worth it when it does. Also, stop trying to fit square pegs into round holes. If you're in a relationship that isn't meeting all of your needs, and sorry, let me back it up. If you're in a relationship that you have to compromise the things that you liked about being in relationship, then that's maybe not the relationship you need to be in. And I get it. Like, we're all so tired of being alone. We're all so tired of being single. We're all so tired of feeling like somebody wants us because we have too many specific wants and needs. But the reality is, if you have things that are deal breakers, let them continue to be deal breakers. When you compromise yourself for another person, it's just going to make you end up resenting them. You know, those fights of like, you don't even believe what I gave up for you. Like, you shouldn't be giving up things for other people. You shouldn't be giving up your sense of self. You shouldn't give up your happiness. Because the thing is, I will say this over and over again, and this does kind of follow along with how people feel. Negative moments can outweigh positive ones if the negative moments are really that large. Respect yourself and who you are, because I'm telling you right now, I do think that everyone deserves love. And when the person, when somebody finds the right partner, I think it makes them a better person. I think it makes them a person who's willing to accept and absorb love in a way that's beautiful. Because I've been noticing that people keep settling for less. I have a lot of friends, really attractive friends, who struggle in relationships. And immediately I always think, I always wonder, I was like, what is wrong with you? Like, you have everything that like I would want. You have the hair, the body, the even the skin color for some circles. And you can't make it work. Why is that? And a lot of people, girl, like, I'm picky. Like, you know, I'm only going to go for gold and da 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 da. But I know these people, and I'm like, that's not what you're going for. Like, I don't know what exactly it is about your personality or whatever that's making you single. But at the end of the day, like, I know that we all want companionship and love. And there are people out there who's like, no, I don't want companionship. Be like, yeah, but companionship is beautiful. I do think that most people inherently want companionship. They want to not feel alone. Going through this world alone can be a really sad, sad experience in a lot of different ways. Like, you want to celebrate your successes with people. You want to have people there for you through your failures. And knowing that, and knowing this about myself, it's been really healthy to realize that I want to lean on people and I want to grow with other people as we grow together. And another thing about this is you can say all day long that you don't need other people, but I think the meaning of life is the fact that people need people. And even with that, if we consistently try to just be independent and not like give ourselves to other people, then we're all just going to be these walled off creatures. And I think that that's not necessarily anything fun in life either. So if the meaning of life is people need people, then maybe let people in a little bit more. I know that we all have, like, especially the older you get, like, you have like rocks that build around your heart and are immovable in a lot of different ways. But how sad is it when you can't let somebody in enough to just love you a little bit? Like, let yourself be loved a little bit. I think that's the point of this podcast today, is let yourself be loved a little bit. Let yourself be open to the idea of love in different packages. And I'm not just talking physical, like even emotional packages. If somebody's treating you really well, maybe you should fall in love with that person. If somebody's treating you like you've never been treated before, maybe you should fall in love with that experience. Like, and then also paying attention to the warning signs. Like, if somebody is a red flag, if somebody is a red flag factory, then they're a red flag factory. Don't pretend that they're not. Don't look over that just because they give you a couple of positive moments. I know that it's so hard when somebody's like, hey, like, I like all of this stuff about you, but I want to be single. And some people are like, well, then I'll wait forever. And the movies make us feel like we should wait forever. Guess what? The person that you're supposed to be with knows that they want to be with you. You don't have to wait. You don't have to figure out how to change yourself enough to align with that person. And I think that it's really interesting to note that there's so much love in abundance that exists in these circles where people will just constantly keep trying to figure it out when they just can't even look at the person next to them and realize that that's who they should be with. I think that the movies and books and media kind of mess us up a little bit, that we don't really recognize how to be able to let love in the right ways. I think it's kind of sad that we don't know how to do that. And it's heartbreaking that we don't know how to do that. When in reality, love isn't as hard as the movies made it seem. It's just recognizing red flags when they are, recognizing your own green flags, recognizing that love is supposed to be kind and never settle for less. And I can tell you, in a lot of different situations, you may think that it's love, but love is never harmful. And people keep telling me that I'm naive in saying that, but I'm telling you right now, you're naive in thinking that it's not. Like, love is supposed to be consistently and unequivocally kind. It's supposed to be the thing that makes you feel like you could move mountains. And you feel like you're like, oh my gosh, I have so much passion for this person. But if this person ever hurt you, that's not love. It just isn't. I'm sorry, it's just not. And I know that that's triggering for a lot of people to hear. But there are ways to feel whole in a lot of different ways. And maybe this person isn't the thing that was supposed to make you feel whole. And remember that. I know this has been a long spiel, and I know that I don't have all the answers necessarily, but I know what I think that love is, and I wanted to share that with all of you. So remember to be kind to yourself, because at the end of the day, if you push your friends away, you push your family away for some concept of love that's not really love, then after that love ends or becomes insanely violent, then you're going to end up isolated and alone. Lean out on the people who are there for you. Pay attention to the folks when they're calling out your red flags. Because seriously, if you go to your friend, and this is a good life lesson. I asked my friends, I was like, why don't you think Adam and I should be together? And they would say things like, oh, he's weird. Or they'd look at me and be like, well, it's too soon. You just got out of a marriage. And I was like, okay, well, I hear those complaints. I think that that's fair. I was like, but I like that he's weird and he understands that I just got out of a marriage. But across the entire board, people kept saying those two things. I remember a couple times people were like, well, you guys just don't seem like a really good match. And I'm like, well, what does that mean? And they're like, well, you know, you're different age groups and, you know, different life experiences. And I was like, well, that's what makes it exciting. And I think that that was really beautiful. And I think that me and Adam showed each other a lot of kindness and grace as we moved forward in life. So to all you listeners out there, remember, your love that you're looking for might be sitting next to you. Remember that your love might not come in the package you want it to. And remember that love is always kind. If it's anything that's not kindness, it's not love. And also remember this. People need people. Rely on your friends. Bring them along with you. Be excited with them. Kill your superstitions about telling your friends about the people you like. And be happy in those moments. And if you end up in a situation you don't want to be in, that's super okay. It's okay to break up. It's okay to move forward. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to be upset in a lot of different ways. Just remember that everybody deserves love. And the right love for a person will change everything. Yeah. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Hi, everybody. This has been another episode of A Gem of a Secret Podcast. The host of A Gem of a Secret Podcast is Coco Gem Holiday. Our music was provided by Touche Douche and Party Favors. You can follow them on Instagram at Touche Likes Beef and Party Favors Music. Please follow us online at www.agemofasecretpodcast.com. That is a J-E-M of a secret podcast.com or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Our episodes are released every Thursday. Bye-bye.